Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning with Ask a Windermere Coach. And on occasion, I'll be joined by Nick Hansen, Doug Simcock, and Eric Thompson. On this podcast, we want to talk about how to create great work-life balance and epic customer service in the real estate industry. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, everyone. Michael Fanning here, and welcome to Ask a Windermere Coach. And we took a little break over the Thanksgiving holiday, and we're back now. And today, I want to talk about a topic that I think is really, really important as we roll into 2022. And a lot of times, we see a lot of people that, they're living their lives, but they're not living their lives to the fullest capacity, and they don't have fulfillment. And I want to talk about the difference between fulfillment and happiness. And this actually comes from Mel Robbins. I actually work at Coach. And one of the things that I was working with is a video that Mel Robbins put out there through a tool called Growth Day. And I'll put the Growth Day app in the link if it's something you want to try to investigate it, see if it might work for you. But she was in there talking about the difference between fulfillment and happiness. And I'm just going to give you a definition here. And it's fulfillment is when you are satisfied because you are fully immersed in developing your deepest desires and character. It's about integrity and meaning. And so one of the things we find is there's a lot of people that live a life, but they don't live a life of fulfillment. So I thought I would just go through and kind of walk you through two of the biggest mistakes that we see. Number one, in terms of not living in fulfillment, and then give you really five habits, if you will, about how to maybe achieve a greater level of fulfillment in your life. And I love this. It's Simon Sinek. You know, he says this. He says, when we help ourselves, we find moments of happiness, right? When we help others, we find lasting fulfillment. And so I think that's one of the critical pieces that we want to kind of talk about as we go through this. So one of the things I will tell you is fulfillment is when you are satisfied because you're fully immersed in developing your deepest desires and characters, right? And so we want to kind of walk you through what that means. So let's start off with, first of all, let's just talk about what are the signs that maybe we're not having fulfillment, or what we call we're out of alignment, right? So you might be out of alignment if you aren't living in alignment with your values. And I always, Robin Sharma says this, does your audio match your video? So if I followed you around, let's say for a day, and I listened to what you said, is what you're saying and what you're doing, are they in alignment? You spend your time and resources on things that don't matter to you, right? How many of you at the end of the day just have this feeling of emptiness because you don't feel like you've accomplished anything? And most of the time, you know why that happens? It's because you're putting your energy and efforts into things that don't have meaning to you. They don't matter to you. Maybe you don't feel a drive to make each day count, and each day is like the last, kind of like Groundhog Day, if you will, right? So let's dive into five habits here that are just going to help us as we go through this. So the first one I want you to think about is focus on your foundation. And here's what we know. The people that find true, lasting, deep fulfillment, they're following their values like a compass. So what does that mean? It means that you figure out what matters to you, and then you develop discipline to spend your time and energy on experiences that align with those values. So one of the things we do, for example, in our coaching is we have people establish what we call a legacy statement, right? Where it maps out your legacy statement and your life laws and your life values, right? And you look at those on a daily basis. You get your brain in alignment with the decisions that you make. And one of the things I will say to you, if you struggle with pinpointing your values, Mel talks about a great test you can take, Spark Types. It's an assessment by Jonathan Fields, and I'll put a link in the show notes to this. And it's just SparkType, that's SparkeTest, SparkeTest. And if you go take that test, it'll help you kind of clarify maybe what is your foundation? What are the things that are meaningful to you, right? So number one, focus on the foundation. The other thing too, when it comes to your foundation, you are where you are today based on each decision that you choose to make, no matter what it is. Every single day you make many decisions actually. And those decisions compound on each other day after day, week after week. And when you're out of alignment with your values, your decisions take you away from fulfillment. It creates stress, it creates distractions, it creates anxiety. It just doesn't feel good. It doesn't sit well with you. But when your decisions are made based on your true values, the world will begin to bring peace and opportunity into your life. And the challenge is many of us don't program our mind with intention. Nothing happens without intention and daily action. So the other thing is, why do you have a legacy statement? Because you read it every morning and it reminds you of the values that you have. And the other thing, too, I want you to be aware of is that your relationships are the most important indicator of fulfillment. And so number two that we want to talk about in this next piece is appreciate your neighbors. And so you want to build a habit of always reaching out. So daily, do you express appreciation to the people in your life? You know, and when we think about this, the average person has about 6,200 non-conscious thoughts a day. And many of those are about people that frequently pop up in your mind. Here's what I want to ask you. Simple question. How often do you act on that? They came to your mind for a purpose, right? The world speaks in frequencies. And so think about this. When somebody pops into your mind, how many of you write their name down and write a note or and I was just thinking about you phone call or acknowledge and congratulate them on their success or provide empathy with a friend or a family member who's in need. Or send a quick video text saying what they mean to you. And, you know, I love it. Mel Robbins, she actually has a little strategy that she uses when this happens. Is what she does is she literally counts to five. And when somebody pops into her mind, in those 5 seconds, what she needs to make sure she does is she either writes their name down so that she can act on that later in the day, or she acts on it immediately. So I want you to think about that. And so remember, the world speaks frequencies. When somebody pops into your mind, it is because they are thinking about you. And so often, unfortunately, we get busy and we neglect our relationships. And as humans, connection is what we need most. And I love it. Simon Sinek, who I'll quote a couple times in this talk, he said this. He says, human beings are social animals and relationships will always win. There's a small percentage of people who just want a transaction, most want a relationship. Invest in your relationships that are your most valuable assets, right? Invest in your relationships. They're your most valuable assets. So keep that in mind. All right, let's talk about number three. So we've done one, two, now we're in three. Water your own grass. So many of us want to look over the fence and see that there's grass that's greener over there. And here's the thing, remember, grass gets green where you water it. So instead of looking at somebody else's world or their life or what they have and then comparing it to yourself, stop doing that. Stop comparing yourself to others. Instead, focus on your best self. And, you know, Mel Robbins will say, comparison is the thief of joy and peace. The other one is this, release judgment. You know, when you're judging, you're thinking about yourself and not allowing yourself to be curious about somebody else because you're casting judgment on them. So get very clear on what matters to you. Spend your energy and time in that area instead, trying to cast judgment and comparing to others. Don't do that. Right? Step away from that. And remember, if you feel lost, go back to your values and ask yourself, is what you're doing and the actions you're taking right now in line with the values that you set for yourself? Right? It's very, very important. The other thing to think about is this, is that also release expectations. You know, when you have expectations about somebody and they don't perform to your level of expectations, so many times that's what then we cast judgment. Because they don't meet our expectations. And then that creates anxiety, that creates stress for us. You know, let things happen as they happen. You know, so many times you can't want something for somebody more than they want for themselves. So try to see the world through other people's perspectives. And I guarantee you, it'll allow you to focus more on what's important to you. And why do we have judgment so quickly today? Think about this. The average American spends about 1.5 hours a day scrolling through social media, which now today, you know, the most popular things are what we call reels. And when you see a reel, guess what? Within a matter of seconds, within a matter of less than 20 seconds, you have to make 5 decisions. Here's what they are. Do I like it or not? Decision one. Do I like it enough to give it a heart, a little heart check? Decision number two. Do I like it enough to comment? Decision number three. Do I like it enough to share it? Decision number four. Do I like it enough to copy it and use it? Decision number five. We make five decisions in less than 20 seconds, and we do that over and over and over again in a 30-minute chunks as we scroll through reels. And what's happening is we're training our mind to have snap judgment. And the problem is judgments like that, they deplete empathy and they deplete caring. And it's very, very hard to think and care about others and have new perspectives when you're living in a world of snap judgment, right? So are you taking it? You know, and we always talk about there's stimulus and then there's a response. And I always loved it. What my dad would always say, he would say, son, 10% is what happens to you, 90% is how you choose to react. But the question is, in that moment of time, right, before we make a judgment, there's a small little 3-second window. How many of you are conscious in that moment and really understanding, am I making a decision based on my values, on what gives me fulfillment? Okay, number four, find some expressions of purpose outside of your house. What does that mean? Here's the thing. Passion is for you, hobbies, things you love. Purpose is something you bring to the world. All of you have a gift. All of you have a gift to bring to the world. So remember, grass is green where it is watered. So if you ask yourself, who do you help people in any way that feels deeper to you, that makes you feel connected to something greater? What's one moment in your life where you have felt the most fulfilled? And how can you bring more of that into your life? It's also important to journal about that, right? So think about things. Find some expression of purpose outside of your house. So what I mean is become a part of something that's bigger than you, right? And the next one, number five, and the last one here is high-five yourself in the mirror. So often what we find is we're most critical of ourselves, right? So are you going to be perfect? You're not. Nobody's perfect. In fact, I have yet to meet anybody who is a perfect person. I've yet to meet him. So how you treat yourself matters immensely. One of your deepest desires is to be seen, right? We all want to be seen. We want to be accepted. We want to be loved for who we are, which is why it's so important that you can look into the mirror every morning and see a human being who is worthy of living with integrity. So a real simple exercise is just in the morning, is just look in the mirror at yourself and look at your eyes and listen to your inside voice. What does it say to you? Maybe you're asking yourself each morning, is your time and energy dedicated towards something you care about? See that person who is capable of going into the world and making a difference. And so maybe you start off with just giving yourself a high five, because we know a high five says, hey, you got this. You're great at this. This is wonderful. This is something you can do. So my whole point to this is, if we're going to have fulfillment, the way this is going to happen is we spend time where it matters. The secret of happiness is simple. Find out what you truly love and do it often, right? And put energy towards doing it. That's the key. All right, everyone. Hope you found this helpful. We are delighted to be back and doing our podcast. If you found these helpful, you found them meaningful, please let us know. Leave a comment, share these, give us a rating. We really appreciate it. And like we always end all of our podcasts, be awesome, help somebody, and make it a great day.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you found it useful or helpful, please feel free to share it and also give us a rating. Also, if you think that Windermere Coaching might be right for you, please feel free to just look us up at windermerecoaching.com. And we'll end by saying this: be awesome and help someone. Make it a great day.